Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, never stop believing you can be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. A search is underway for a missing 2-year-old who was last seen in the Strawberry Mansion area. 2-year-old King Hill was reported missing from his home near 31st and Page Streets by his stepfather. Captain Mark Bergman says the stepfather left the child in the care of a babysitter.
The babysitter advised the stepfather that she had returned the child to the mother. However, that's being disputed by the mother. The biological mother is claiming that she did not return a child to her.
The babysitter is a friend of the stepfather who has been taking care of the child long term. Police say the mother has not seen the child in weeks.
Somebody's not telling us the truth because the babysitter is saying she returned the child to the mother, and the mother saying no, she did not.
The 2-year-old boy has curly black hair, brown eyes, and he's a light brown complexion. If anybody has any information at all, they are urged to call police. You can see photos of King at our website, kywnewsradio.com. The city of Philadelphia is launching an ad campaign to encourage more people to wear masks as a way to prevent the spread of COVID-19. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the ads come as the city is seeing another slight uptick in new cases.
New cases had stabilized in Philadelphia, but Health Commissioner Tom Farley says they're now up slightly, averaging 115 per day. Still, he says the city seems to be avoiding the fate of places like Florida, Texas, and Arizona, which have huge surges in new cases and a climbing death rate.
To prevent us from having similar increases here without shutting down, what we need is high levels of compliance with our safe mode guidance.
That's where the mask campaign comes in, with the tagline, "Love your neighbor, wear a mask." Mayor Jim Kenney says the city hopes to get mask wearers from most people to everyone.
The campaign will cost $750,000 and run on websites and SEPTA vehicles till the end of September. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has extended his moratorium on foreclosures and evictions, which was set to expire today. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The governor signed an executive order extending the moratorium through August 31st. He says families need to know they'll have a place to live during the COVID-19 pandemic, adding it takes one burden off people who are struggling helping protect their health and well-being. Evictions in Pennsylvania have been halted since mid-March. Landlords and property owners groups have been fighting back against the moratorium, saying they're having a hard time keeping up on payments, utilities, and taxes. But calls to extend the moratorium have come from across the state, including in and around Philadelphia. The city extended its moratorium through August 31st last week.
The governor's order does not forgive unpaid rent or missed mortgage payments. New Jersey could soon do away with the title of county freeholder under a measure now gaining support in the state legislature. Governor Phil Murphy, along with Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin, have announced support for a plan to rename the position to county commissioner. Murphy's office issued a press release suggesting it's time to phase out the term of freeholder from our public discourse, a term coined when only white male landowners could hold public office. And the Philadelphia Union returned to action and also made a statement prior to the opening whistle. KYW's Ed Bankin has more.
The Union sent a message off the field before picking up a 1-0 victory on the field in Orlando against New York City FC. Coach Jim Curtin's squad wore Black Lives Matter shirts and had names on their jerseys of African Americans killed in police incidents.
It was done to show respect, to learn, to grow, and to make our country better. So. From the standpoint of that, I'm really proud of our players.
The game was the first for the Union in the MLS's back tournament to kick off the season. That's the All Local, presented by Penn Medicine. Never stop believing you could be the difference. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.